listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast, where dreams become real. And I'm your host, Monique Ramsey. And today I'm joined by Cameron. She's our esthetician. She's a master of skincare. She's a master about everything getting you glowing, you know, how to take care of your skin. She truly, you're going to love this. I'm really excited about today. So welcome, Cameron.
Thank you so much, Monique. I'm so happy to be here.
Tell us about your background and what made you get into this field.
Oh my goodness. So I was so lucky to have a grandmother who had a modeling agency in a school. And in those olden days, you know, you would go to modeling classes, kind of like etiquette school, right? Mm-hmm. Finishing school, how to take care of your skin, all of those things. So I started using Clarins, I think at age 13.
Oh my goodness. And
then, I know. Yes. So I was really blessed. I know that that's not the norm, but I'm telling all you moms out there, get your kids started young. And then I had the opportunity. I did my gap year between high school and college in Paris. And yes, it was wonderful. And one of my really good friends that I had met, her mother was an esthetician. And she told me, Cameron, do this stuff now. So I've been going to get facials every 4 weeks since I was 17.
Wow. And this is why she's glowing. You guys can't see her, but literally she radiates. I mean, and I think you definitely look 15 years younger than your age at any given day, because that is something that you really stress the importance of skincare, because you know it, you've lived it.
I think that what happens in the US is we're all instant gratification, and we've kind of been sold this for a long time with all of our great marketing and advertising. And it's about the long game. You know, it's like you can't go to the gym once every 2 months. You've got to be consistent. Mm-hmm. And I really like to help people get a protocol that's going to work for them.
So fast forwards, you've been doing the facials and you decide to get into medical aesthetics. And so could you explain a little bit about what is a medical esthetician? What does that mean? Or what's the schooling involved?
Absolutely. So it was a career change for me, and I was going to a cosmetic dermatology office in Scottsdale, Arizona. And my esthetician said, why don't you do this? You know more about this than I do. And so in Arizona, the laws are a little bit different than California. California is very strict on what you can do. But in Arizona, as an esthetician, I, you know, went through the aesthetic program. And then I also went through laser training as well. I did an internship at a laser and skincare clinic. I've always been on the medical side. What makes you different with the medical esthetician here in California truly is the ability to be able to work and know how to work with laser patients, how to take care of post-laser skin, also working with higher percentages of acids and just, you know, more medical-based procedures. And in Arizona, there is training for that. I believe in California, there is too, but really it's on the job too. And I've been blessed to work with incredible doctors and PAs and nurse practitioners that teach me every day. And yeah, so.
Now, can anybody in skincare call themselves an esthetician?
No, you actually have to go to aesthetic school. So there are a lot of people who know about skincare, certainly. I always want to tell people in regards to the internet, though, understand that the internet is information. It's not necessarily education. Mm. And oftentimes people on social media are paid to promote certain products that may not be the best. But yeah, you need to go to aesthetic school to be called an esthetician.
And that's true. You know, I think all of us who love skincare, me being one of them, yes. We all love to like fancy ourselves as a mini expert, but we're really not. We don't understand how the different ingredients work, how they penetrate the skin, what they do long-term, what the risks could be of certain kinds of, you know, can't just throw glycolic acid on something and say, I've got a peel, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what an esthetician, especially a medical esthetician, would be, you know, one of the things that's important to me is being able to have the medical grade products, which mm-hmm. are far superior to anything over the counter, and really being able to fit that to someone's needs and their skincare goals.
So how do you approach somebody who's looking for your help for the first time and really balance listening to them with your recommendations?
So the first thing that I do is I ask a lot of questions. When someone first comes in, I do want to know what you're using for a skincare protocol. I do want to know what you've done in the past, what your concerns are. When I talk about concerns, some people are just, I just want preventative, or I want a good cleanser or exfoliation. So I really ask a lot of questions. I like to know where they're at as far as what they've done in the past. Because I have people who come in who've never done anything. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not going to say we need to do a perfect derm peel, you know.
Right.
Some people don't even wash their face at night. So these are things that I want to take into consideration and really put together something that's going to work for them. And I want you to understand that it's a relationship. So they get to know me and trust me because they see that I'm recommending things that really work for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm not giving them a whole skincare protocol. Like if you don't wash your face or don't use sunscreen, I'm not going to give you a 5-step protocol. I'm going to introduce one thing at a time because I want to see what works for you. Mm-hmm. And if I have someone who's more seasoned, then we'll go into an in-depth protocol or what have you. So it's knowing what the patient feels comfortable with. It's getting to know their skin and really listening and hearing what they want.
Mm-hmm. Something that comes to my mind, and I think all of us who've been, let's say we've gone to a spa or salon, or we go somewhere, or even a skincare counter at a department store, you know, we're worried about, they start asking us what our routine is, and we're worried about being judged because maybe we're not living up to what we should be doing. And we're also worried about, like, is this person trying to sell me something? And I think that, you know, what I know about you and what I know about La Jolla Cosmetic is that you're there to really help them get to their goal. And so we know we have the best products and the best way to get you there. But it's not just to make a sale, because that's not that long-term, like you talk about, relationship. Mm-hmm. And so you talk a little bit about how you kind of approach the different skincare products and how to, you know, maybe even deal with a patient who's kind of worried about changing their normal routine.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I love the makeup counters, but I mean, makeup and skincare are two different things. Mm-hmm. So when you go to somewhere like Sephora, and God, you know, bless their hearts, they're great girls, but they're told what to sell and they work on commission. We don't work on commission here. You know, that's not what we do. And oftentimes what I want to do is I ask people what they're currently using, because I will just incorporate things into what you're already using. If you're using a product and you say, Cameron, I love this, I'm going to keep that in your protocol. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to introduce things, because I don't know about you, but I remember before I would go to a makeup counter and I'd love the sales girl, and I'd get 52 things home and think, what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I do for patients is I actually put together a protocol and I do an AM and a PM regime. I list step one, step two. And obviously, if you're not doing a lot, I'm here to be your cheerleader. I'm here to be your skincare concierge. Mm. I'm here to not shame you into, oh my God, I can't believe. And I think that as women, it's so funny because I see, you know, a lot of women go to that. I'm not doing it well. And I say, there's no such thing as bad or good. I'm just here to help, to remind you and to cheer you on and to show you the right things to do. That's it.
My brain goes right to the Vizia. So we have this tool mm-hmm. in the office called the Vizia. And the Vizia, you put your face into it, you put your chin on there, and it will take pictures of your face. But then we can bring it up on the screen and you can look underneath the skin and you can see things like sun damage. What else can you see?
You can see pore size, you can see redness, you can see texture. And so it's important to look underneath. So you'll see, for example, when you do the UV light, all the pigment that's underneath that is to come. We want to make sure that we can really combat that together.
Yeah. And I think what's cool is that it's not just how it looks on the outside, but you know what's going on underneath. And sometimes that's the best way as a patient that we know something's working. We might think it's working, but I love being able to prove something's working. And so then you can say, okay, let's, in a few months after we're on these products for a little while, and after we've done some diamond glows or some peels, let's take a look again and see the difference, because it is hard to remember how you were 3 months ago or 6 months ago.
It's absolutely. And what I love that you say that too, because what I tell people is that this is all about preventative. Mm-hmm. You know, you are taking care of the woman that you're going to be in 10 years. I love when I have 20-year-olds come in and they want to start taking care of their skin, because a lot of people think they won't come in until something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way you deal with skincare. You start when you're young. And so I think it's a great tool to visit. You're absolutely right. It really shows you underneath what is going on.
But anytime you start is a good time to start.
Absolutely.
I'm 53 and I've really taken my skin so much more seriously in the last 5 years, just because it's like, I can't mess around anymore. Yeah. And I'm starting to get compliments and it's, oh, wow. So whatever I'm doing, which is just A, being consistent and B, using the right products, you know, really is working. And that always makes you feel good.
Absolutely. And I think that you can start anytime, mm-hmm. and it does make a difference. And, you know, when people are getting all the different treatments that we do here, Botox, filler, lasers, all of those things, and you don't use good skincare, it's like going to the dentist and not brushing your teeth in between.
Oh, right.
I mean, it really does make a difference.
Mm-hmm. One of the great things about La Jolla Cosmetic is the full range of options. So I'm wondering if you've ever sent people to another part of the center, and tell us about that.
So what I love about working at a medical facility is that as an esthetician, I can only do so much. I've sent women who have been patients of mine down for facelifts. Mm-hmm. So I've sent them to the surgery center, and it's wonderful to have all the providers that I have up here, because I can't help with skin laxity. And what I love is that I'm able to be honest about that too. What I love about all the providers here is we're extremely honest about what's going to work for you. Mm-hmm. So they trust that I'm going to send them to the right person.
Yeah.
And absolutely, we work really closely.
I love that, because it's really a holistic approach. So, okay, let's get into the fun part also. I mean, everything's fun in your department, but let's talk a little bit about the skincare lines, and let's talk about how are they different, that, you know, Skin Medica, Skin Better, Elastin, Elta MD. Tell us about the different lines, and do you sort of have people go into one line only, or do you sort of mix and match? And then how is that different from what they could get at Sephora or Nordstrom or Target?
I'm so glad you've asked this, because this is so important. So the skincare industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. Mm-hmm. So only 7% of that is medical grade product. And when I say medical grade product, it's what's sold in doctor's offices. And this is the difference. When you are in a doctor's office, doctors require white papers, which are clinical studies that show that things work. There's white papers on all the lasers. There's mm-hmm. white papers on the Botox. There's white papers on the fillers. There's white papers on everything that's in the office, as well as all of the skincare.
Okay.
So that is a big difference. It's not like 20 women tried this product and 20 of them, you know, that's their actual clinical scientific studies. A lot of these products are written up in dermatology periodicals as well. So this is not just something that you get over the counter. One of the things I also want to say is that I have a lot of patients who've used products from Neiman Marcus or Nordstrom's or Sephora, and they're very disappointed because they spent a lot of money and
they're
it doesn't.
They're expensive.
Yes. Yes. And what I want to say is that medical grade products have a much higher percentage of active ingredient, plus the quality of that ingredient is so much far superior. But not only that, it's the delivery system. Mm-hmm. So right now, oils are really big, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, oils have a huge molecule. They do not penetrate the epidermis to get to the dermis to make a change. So what you see in a lot of over-the-counter, and I'm talking anywhere from Nordstrom's to Sephora to Blue Mercury to, is you see a lot of instant gratification, mm-hmm. but you do not see long-term. So medical grade skincare is here for the long-term. It's for the long game.
So I was on a Skin Medica class and they talked about the growth factors, and they talked about, you know, some of these products out there talk about plant stem cells. And they're like, you know, that sounds great. It's natural. It's from nature and the plant stem cells, blah, blah, blah. And they talked about the fact that our skin doesn't have a receptor for that.
I love that you just brought this up because what I'm going to tell you is that anything over the counter is going to use plant growth factor. Your DNA doesn't recognize that. It does not work. And I have a lot of people who will say I want natural, you know, which I get, but it's not going to make a change for your skin.
Mm-hmm. You can use it.
Yeah. But... yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But your DNA doesn't recognize it. It's not going to work because it's not compatible.
Mm-hmm. Now, so getting into the fun part, really fun part, is tell us about what's in your medicine cabinet or what's your regime in the morning? Or do you have like 900 products in your medicine cabinet?
Oh my God. I definitely am a product junkie, but so I love all the product lines that we carry. There's, mm-hmm. and I'm not, you know, I'm not just about one line. I like certain different products for different people and places. In my medicine cabinet, I have everything from the TNS Advanced Plus, which I am crazy about, to the Skin Better Alpha Ret, mm-hmm. which is, I think, is the best retinol out there on the market. I love the Elastin Neck Cream. I love Bio Cream. There's so many different products. I love the Skin Better Even Tone for my discoloration to keep an even skin tone. I have it all. I mean, it's almost, it's, let me just tell you, when I go traveling with friends of mine, they're like, well, and then you bring the skincare. And I'm like, yeah, no. But so if you were to go into my cabinet, you would see it all because I love it.
This is maybe putting you on the spot way too much, but if you're on a desert island and could only pick one thing, one product, what would it be?
If I could just pick one product and I was on a desert island, it would be sunscreen.
True. Duh. Okay.
Sunscreen, face, neck, décolleté, chest area, back of hands. I always tell my ladies and my men, I actually saw a patient of mine when I was out walking on the beach. And when I walk, I look like someone who's, you know, I'm completely covered. I look like, you know, I'm walking the moon or something. And she heard my voice and she said, Cameron, Mike, you really practice what you preach.
Okay. If you're going to pick two products, it would be sunscreen. Like, what would be that one do-it-all? Is there a do-it-all kind of product?
There's no such thing as a do-it-all, but like I said, my favorite retinol is the Alpha Ret. I love that. Now, since I'm in this on a desert island, I can't use retinol, so I'm not going to use that. I love the Elastin, the Restorative Skin Complex.
Yes.
That has the collagen and elastin stimulator as well as the antioxidant. And it also has a lightener and brightener. So it's a really great all-in-one. Mm-hmm. So I love the Elastin Restorative Skin Complex. I love the TNS Advanced. The TNS Advanced is just amazing.
TNS A+, because it's the Advanced Plus and it really is an A+. And it, you know, you've got two chambers of stuff and it all works synergistically to, you know, help your skin lift and firm, even tighten a little bit. I mean, it's pretty amazing for a product. I mean, it's not going to do the same thing as, you know, a facelift or a session of all therapy, but it does make a nice visible difference. So last question for you. Do you ever say, you know, to somebody, you say, I love my Cetaphil and I get it at Target. You're good with that, right? Or they could work in their product.
Well, cleansers, I'm just going to tell you that, you know, cleansers and moisturizers, cleansers, especially if you don't have breakouts. I mean, I want you to invest in what I call the food for the skin. So the collagen and elastin stimulators, antioxidants, retinols, and specialty products like for pigment and for dry dehydrated skin. Cleansers and moisturizers, you know, if we're looking at a budget, I'm just like, you know, use Aveeno Brightening Cleanser. Mm. Use CeraVe Hydrating Cleanser in the morning. You know, use Aveeno Moisturizer at night. Of course you can use those things. Now, would I get a collagen stimulator at Target? No, you know, but I can certainly incorporate. There's great over-the-counter sunscreens as well. La Roche-Posay is mm-hmm. incredible sunscreen that you can get at CVS,
yeah.
you know, or any drugstore. But there's some great products out there and there's some great antioxidants that you can get at, like SkinCeuticals is a great antioxidant as well that you can get. But there's certain products that you really just want to go medical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Well, thank you so much for this fun session. And if people want to reach you, can they do a skincare consultation with you? Do you do those?
You know what? I will tell you this. It's really important for me to be able to feel your skin. It's hard for me just to do a skincare consult without seeing you live. So I prefer for you to come in for a, you know, again, a signature hydrofacial or a Diamond Glow or an Oxygeneo and bring your current products. And then we kind of go ahead and I put something together for you, just maybe filling in the blanks of what you need.
Perfect. Well, thanks again, Cameron. This was so much fun.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code podcast to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.